BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily, including Hugh Stevens on an awesome innuendo bingo. One of my favourites for ages. My issue last night with Stavros Flatley, we discuss. Nev from the call centre on BBC Three makes an appearance and motivates us all. Have pop stars ever looked you in the eye at a gig? Or you thought they did? And Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth, all on Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Nev off the call centre on BBC Three. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really excited that I'm talking to you. Can you tell?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just because I watched you on telly last week and I'm like, oh, he's real.
Do you feel a little bit scared? Because I don't know why. I'm getting sort of weird vibes, like almost.
No, I think he's quite imposing.
Yeah.
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 It's because he's
yeah.
a boss.
Because you're like a proper boss.
I am a boss. Yeah, yeah. I am a boss.
You can tell that.
I boss people.
But you seem to be a good person to work for.
Yes. I try.
Yeah.
Try hard. Try to look after people.
What was it like watching the first episode last week? Had you seen it before it went on the air?
Yeah, we'd seen every episode. The lawyers had to see it and they had to go through and make sure that I hadn't done anything that was a little bit illegal.
Well, I suppose you've got to protect the company as well, haven't you?
We have to protect the company. We've got to protect the brand.
Right. Yes. So you've seen every single episode. How many are there?
Five.
Oh, there's only five?
Five,
okay.
That's all it is.
Oh.
5 hours of a slot on telly.
Yeah. What was it like watching it on TV, though? Did you have a big party at the call centre?
Not at the call centre. We hit town and hit a bar and did it in style.
Brilliant. How did they find you for the show?
I don't know. They just turned up at the door and asked.
Did they?
Yeah. I think they'd been to the Virgin call centre around the corner. they couldn't get a decision off Virgin, so they called on us
instead. I like this. It's like they cold called to
yeah,
get...
they did.
To get him on the show.
It's the sort of people they are.
So I thought that maybe like word got around that you were a bit of a character.
No.
And that's how it happened.
No, they wanted to do a documentary on a call centre and we drew the short straw. And that was it.
What I found incredible about, well, one of the many things I found incredible about the first episode, you do like to get the new recruits singing.
It's essential. Absolutely essential. They've got to sing.
Do you think you've changed businesses forever with this? Like, is this going to be a thing now? Is this what every business is meant to do?
I don't think so. I know. I think it's what we do. It's just what we do, yeah.
And did you say you'd fired someone for not singing before?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Do you have to say that now?
the lawyers have been
allegedly.
On.
Yeah, in actual fact, they didn't make it in the call centre. I moved them into accounts.
Right.
Where they didn't make it either, but there we are, that's another story.
Do they have to sing in accounts or not?
Every new starter has to sing. Right. Every new starter, even the lawyers.
When the TV people were making this show, when they saw the sing-along, they must have thought, we've got TV gold here. Was it supposed to be like a serious documentary?
Yes, it is a serious documentary.
Well... but I think it was supposed to be like a really serious one, and then they saw you singing Mr. Brightside, so loads of newcomers and thought, maybe we'll take a different turn with this, guys.
Yeah. Now do you get like loads of drama school kids and stuff like that wanting jobs at the call centre? Because it covers all bases now, doesn't it? You get to sing, you get employment if you sing. It's
wages.
Perfect.
Money.
Money, obviously.
Yeah, we've had 2,500 applicants for jobs. In the first 12 hours of the show going out.
No.
One guy from Germany wants to come over for a job and date Haley. Now that bloke wants some punishment.
See, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Is she the tea girl?
She's the tea lady.
Oh, yeah. She needs her own spin-off show. Yeah. That's what she needs.
You haven't seen the start of Haley.
Really?
Oh, she is big throughout the series.
Does she go off about tea again?
No, she's in the next episode, which is the voice of the Welsh call centre. And she obviously puts on her posh voice for that one.
Oh, I want to hear that.
It's amazing.
Why are you so obsessed with finding people in the office love? Because that's not what bosses would normally do. They'd normally kind of stay out of it.
Well, they're content in their selves then, aren't they? They're in their selves, they're happy, and happy people sell. Mm. And if you're content and you're relaxed and you're confident about your life, confident people sell.
So you kind of take it upon yourself to maybe make them feel happier in their personal lives as well.
Well, on that occasion, Kayleigh had been crying for 6 days. She'd taken it a bit too far. She was grieving.
Mm.
So I took it upon myself to kick her up the bum. Mm.
This is my favourite clip from the show last week.
You haven't asked me what my type is, and you don't seem to be picking my type.
Well, I just assume single bloke.
No, I do have some sort of standards.
Yeah, but they're pretty low.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine working with them every day. It'd be brilliant.
I'd love that. I'd love it.
And also, what's now become your new catchphrase?
But you've got to remember SWSWSWN. Some will, some won't. So what?
Next. I bet you've got quite a few of those up your sleeve, haven't you?
For the next
few episodes.
Yeah, but the next episode, I think, starts with SWSWSWN.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah. Some will, some won't, so what? Next.
I might get it tattooed on me.
Don't. So do you think they're going to do another series?
I think it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it did really well last week on BBC Three.
Yes, it did. It did do really well. Am I allowed to say the stats?
I
think we had about 3 million viewers.
Yeah, loads. It's huge.
I couldn't believe it.
I tell you what, from speaking to you now, Nev, what you've got, you've got a very reassuring boss voice. It's kind of down here. Yeah, you have. And it's kind of like, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
That is. Well, that is how it is.
But you're fired.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So, since the show went out last Tuesday, what's happening? Are people spotting you in the street already?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes, I can't go out for a cup of coffee and just
sit on the
That must
be strange.
It is strange.
Obviously, before last Tuesday, nobody really knew.
No. London's different. I can walk through London and nobody cares, do they?
You know? Right.
I mean, but in Swansea, yeah, it's a different kettle of fish.
Would you do, like, nightclub appearances? Is that coming up now?
No, I'm getting asked to do motivational speaking. Nightclub appearances seem to be going to Twee and Dwayne and certainly Hayley. Yeah. Hayley's requested out in Zante.
Are they doing them?
Yeah, they're going for it.
Oh, wow.
No, but
amazing.
I mean, I've got a business to run.
Yeah, you
I've
have.
Got
that's
a few
true.
Hundred people to employ. And
I forget
going.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have, haven't you?
I've got a business to run.
I'd love it if you were DJing in Zante. That would be great.
If you've got time. But you'll do the motivational speaking.
Yeah, I'll do a few.
What about, like, opening supermarkets? All you got to do is turn up with a pair of scissors and go, open.
Well, Twee won't be asked because he went to Morrison's last week to be refused service.
Why?
Bullying Hayley.
Because of last week's episode.
Yeah, but he deserved it.
So he's struck off the list. He's banned from that
place.
Banned
from Morrison's, yeah.
That's brilliant. I can tell you're a boss because you've got a really big diary.
Yeah.
Which is like a page per day?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, that's when you know you're a boss, when you've got enough things to put a page a day in.
He's got a bigger one than you, Scott.
It's bigger than mine.
It's huge.
And, I mean, is that all of your work in there and stuff?
Yeah. And so I'm not having a reduction for anybody.
No. So it's like always working, Nev, aren't you?
Yes, I'm always working.
Yeah. It says, I can see one of them here, photo shoot. Do you not find that a bit weird?
Like, that was weird.
Is that like doing
that
the glamour
weird.
Shots at the start?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like on X Factor at the beginning.
Yeah.
What was that for?
For the agents. Yeah, we've got an agent as well now. But, I mean, it's more for the kids, you know, they'll do their stuff and I'll carry on running the business.
Okay, Nev, so we're looking forward to the next episode, which is BBC Three, 9 o'clock. Tonight, I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Can you give us any clue as to what might happen tonight? Tonight, or who's based around?
Well, tonight is one of the funniest episodes of the lot. It really is hilarious. We've got George. Now, George is one of the few that didn't get any results at all on speed dating.
Oh.
So to try and get George a date, I mean, it's an impossible task, but I do my best.
Well, it's brilliant. BBC Three tonight, 9 o'clock, the call centre. And Nev, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Yeah. Yes.
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
Nev also did a little motivational thing for the Radio 1 staff while he was here. You know, he makes all his new employees at the call centre sing Mr. Brightside by the Killers in C sharp. We asked him to do it with some members of Radio 1 staff. Yep. Poor Becky, he kicks her chair at one point. Come on, get in here.
He's a very forceful man.
He knows how to rally the troops, though, because no one was that keen. And then as soon as Nev appears, he's like, come on, get off your chair. Get in here.
Charlie Sloth's involved.
Charlie Sloth's on it.
Hugh Stevens.
Dan and Phil are on. Yeah. If you want to see that, he's making us all do Mr. Brightside. Look how I'm kind of shaking my head in disbelief that this is actually happening. If you go to the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1, We're putting it on there now. Or BBC Radio 1 Facebook. Have a little sing-along with Nev.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you ever set yourself a challenge by learning a rap in a song? What's your one at the moment? Can't hold
it. Okay, yeah. So I really want to impress everyone by learning the whole of that Macklemore song.
And who will that impress exactly?
I just think everyone. I think it's the kind of thing that if you... I don't know why. I think it's good to have one in the bank, isn't it?
Certainly is. A couple of months ago, I was very proud of myself for learning the Flo Rida bit in Troublemaker by Murs.
Yeah.
Can't do it now. I can do the first bit. Maybe I'm insane. Then I've forgotten the rest.
Yeah.
Macklemore, go.
No, I can't. Honestly, I'm not there yet. I'll come back to you when I've got this one nailed.
Well, show us you're working so far.
No. No. It's a real hard one to do, you know. Trust me on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D. See, I've already gone wrong.
Right.
But I will get there.
Okay.
With your help and support.
Sure. Hello, Owen.
Scott, how are we?
Owen, I'm fine.
Owen.
I can tell you're an estate agent, Owen.
I am indeed.
Yeah. Scott, fine here. Good. Where are you, Owen?
I'm in Oxford at the moment.
Okay. How's business?
Absolutely fantastic.
Rocking. So you know Macklemore Can't Hold Us, the rap?
Yeah, I do indeed.
How many people does it impress on a daily basis?
At least six a day.
Specific.
Yeah, at least.
Well, I've got another text from Georgia in Kent saying that she's learned the whole thing and it impresses absolutely no one.
Well, she's obviously not doing it right.
Right.
Good point. Does it help you sell properties?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just walk into a house and just go off on it. It's fine.
Yeah.
What inspired you to learn it, just like the song?
I just listen to it loads.
It is good to have a challenge like that sometimes, especially if you're on, like, long car journeys. Just, you know, learn yourself the rap. It's quite a good way to spend the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back, Owen. Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Busy man.
Delay there. He's very busy. Probably sold one in the time he was talking to me.
Yeah.
Property.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gabalar Aplin and Panic Chord. Slight problem with Gabrielle at the moment.
What's she done?
Well, I was staying in a hotel in Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago, and it was quite... it had a round bed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the whole thing was kind of like big black drapes. It was kind of... It was quite a sexual room.
Why?
In the hotel.
Where were you staying? This is...
It's in a hotel. Red cushions. And I tweeted, where do you get sheets for a round bed from? Because I don't know. I've never slept on a round bed before. It's a bit Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Or Craig David.
Vanessa Feltz.
Has she got a round bed?
I just imagine her to have a big round bed.
Actually, yeah. Me too. Think about it, everybody.
No.
Anyway, so I said, Where do you get the sheets from? And Gabrielle Aplin replies on Twitter, IKEA. Now she thinks, because she didn't read it properly, she thinks that I've got a round bed.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, Gabrielle, I was staying in a hotel. That's not my bed. And how do you know anyway?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens.
Hiya, Scott.
I love your new hair. I love what you've done with it.
Thanks.
It's a new Hugh.
Yeah.
Or new Hugh.
I got it done this morning. I like to change my barbers. I go to different ones every time.
Yeah, well, they hate that.
I know. I told him this. He went, oh, have you been here before? I was like, yeah, but months ago, because I go to different ones every time.
Sometimes when I go back to my hairdresser, they go, oh, where did you get this done? Well, not here, was it? And I go, I always go, this is my default. I've been working in Manchester.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
See?
How do they know that they haven't done it, though? Is it like a telltale snip?
They always look at it with disdain and a kind of, well, I wouldn't have cut it that way kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hugh's here playing Innuendo Bingo. And if you want to go on the cameras, we're on now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you only ever listen to Innuendo Bingo, make this your first time of watching it today. It's brilliant when you watch it. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get it on your computer. Maybe if you're working away at the moment, maybe revising on your laptop, even on your phone. No excuse not to watch now. Parked my car. Work can wait. I want to see Hugh get his ginger beard wet, says Alex from Cardiff. Is that one?
I guess so. Yeah. That'll do, Alex. Right, Alex, you in Cardiff. Oh. I thought you had my back, Alex.
Oh no, it started already.
Scott, I don't think I've done this since the since my on-air stag do.
I know, with Harry Starr's mum.
Yeah.
Good times.
And Vernon Kay, which you kindly hosted.
I did, yeah, it was good that.
Yeah.
Nathan and James are watching as well. They're having an awful day at work. Only Innuendo Bingo can save them now. Use this as like your kind of little, you know, work. What? Who? Hello? What
sorry, that was my stool.
That was you.
Sorry. Use this as your work break. Sorry about that, listeners. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Watch it now. It's time to. Can we stop that?
It's exciting.
Very off putting.
It's a creaky like stool.
It. Let's play.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
I know you've had a fancy haircut, but Hugh, I don't think we can have a hood.
Hmm.
Right. Don't think so. Oh. If you could just remove that, please.
All right, hang on. Sorry, just take my hood off.
Can you hold that for me,
please? Yeah, yeah, take your time.
It's like being in the Wetherspoons. No hoods, no caps.
All right, okay. Hang on. Okay, hood's off.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good, we can see your face now. That's good.
Right, then.
All right. Now... Hugh, I know you're nervous about this because you've not played for a while.
I haven't played for ages. I thought I was blacklisted for some reason.
God, no. You know we love you, but
thanks, Scott.
I will ask you to really fill your cheeks on this. I don't want you to hold back. All right?
Okay.
All right. Big, nice big gulp, okay? Let's play bingo. Over to last night's EastEnders first. Look him in the eye. And we find out more than anyone ever wanted to know about Dot.
I don't know what he's been saying, but let me tell you a few facts about Dot Brandon, shall I? You know, she's got more spunk, more spirit in her than anyone I've ever met.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody, literally everybody in the world sent me that last night.
You know, she's got more spunk, more spirit in her than anyone I've ever met.
God bless Dot. Including Laura off of The Greg James Show, formerly this one. Okay, more water, please. Feel free to spray it a bit as well, Hugh, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And over to Prince William now. In the pilot seat here on Helicopter Rescue.
Because of the tricky location, the crew decide to winch the casualty aboard.
OK, Rich, tell the guys I'm going to come over their heads.
Oh, it's weighing out of his mouth.
OK, Rich, tell the guys I'm going to come over their heads.
Oh. Yes, you. You right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you to Angus for that one. Mm. Let's get loads of water going now, please. Mm-hmm. I want to see him soaked. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Ready. Mm.
Loads of water, please. Mm-hmm. Over to the gadget show.
And now for the G ratings. It's 3 G's for the Fanny Wangs.
What? Oh, God.
The headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Hugh, what you're doing here is you're looking down. I want you to... it's more across.
Okay, yeah, all right. Okay.
All right?
Sorry, Chris.
And same to you, Chris.
Thanks for getting my trousers out. Thanks. And my socks.
Water, please.
And now for the G ratings. It's 3 G's for the Fanny Wangs.
That's more like it. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
And Widdicombe was on this morning earlier. And Phil and Holly really got her to open up.
I think perhaps I'm selfish. Perhaps I just like pleasing myself.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That woman.
Oh. That's good, then. Can I have some more water, Chris?
Clevedix. Yeah,
thank you.
Is that still on?
Don't know.
Surely that got a second series.
Clevedix. Water, please. Okay. Thank you to Kelly, Jerry, and Melissa for spotting that one. Okay, ready?
Mm.
Over to Radio 4 last week, and an unusual phone-in topic with Eddie Mayer.
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Schaffernack is here to talk about...
That's not even it!
That's a great name.
It is a good.
Nice. Legend.
Off the weather.
Legend.
We all know why he's a legend.
Schaffernack.
Shafalaka wasn't the bit we're looking for there.
No control. Oh, God. I don't know what happened. I genuinely
what happened?
Can't control it.
It's your age.
Couldn't control it.
That's really slow. Okay, back to Eddie Mair.
Thomas Shafalak is here to talk about the weather. Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Trouble just follows that man, doesn't it?
Can we aim at each other more, please? I'm not enjoying the use of the bin.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Water.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Shafalaka. Mm.
I think perhaps I'm selfish. Perhaps I just like pleasing myself.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay, more water, please.
Have some more water, Chris. Sorry. Yeah. Can't reach over. Thanks, buddy. I forgot how messy it is. Horrible,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, over to Heston's Fantastical Food. And this woman can't take her eyes off this treat in front of her. I don't know whether you'll get through this.
There's going to be a few litres in there, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. It's huge. I've never seen one so big. I've seen some big ones, but not as large as that.
I'll have to get the biscuits out, won't I?
It's kind of weird, but I liked it. More water? Are we all good?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Okay.
I just swallowed.
Over to Radio 2 now. And Richard Madeley.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Oh, dear.
That was nasty. I need some new socks.
Okay. Oh, water, please. Back to last week's Spring Watch now. Does anyone remember the best way to spot the difference between a willow warbler and a chaff-chaff? Chiff-chaff. Anybody? What's happened to you? Close up on his face.
Sorry, you.
More water, please. What's happening to you? Okay. Okay, all right. Spring Watch.
Well, these are visual differences, and of course you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
Oh, God. That's the new technical bird watching term that we all learnt on Thursday.
It's like country file.
That's Spring Watch.
And Spring that's Watch. Their jizz.
Okay, so. Yeah. Loads of water, please. We need to get Shafanaka on bingo. Awesome. Next, over to the Crime Watch Roadshow. And this police horse certainly has been very busy.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Wow. a horse there at the Rihanna gig. Okay, more water, please.
I actually watched that Crime Watch World show yesterday morning. Yeah, it was good.
Good show.
It was good, actually, yeah.
You're supposed to say that Crime Watch is good.
Well, it was well put together.
Oh, yeah, very, very well produced. A bit hot.
I don't feel well today.
I don't feel good. Okay. Okay, let's put it together. Over to coronations.
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Okay. Right, come on, guys. Over to Coronation Street now. Coronation Street. And Sylvia Goodwin here, a woman of principle.
Oh, shall I get that for you?
You will not. I've not let a man inside my purse since we went decimal.
No, that's good.
Okay. Let's keep it going.
That's really good. Small, Chris.
Now,
thank you.
James in Dunstable was kind of half watching Chinese Food Made Easy. It was on last night, but suddenly, Chris,
his trousers are soaking.
Okay, got water. Okay. Chinese Food Made Easy. And James was watching and suddenly started paying more attention at this point.
All those flavours, the sweet, the sour, a little bit of salty. There's something very, very therapeutic about massaging a good piece of fillet.
What is that? I don't even know what that means.
Massaging a good piece of fillet.
Thank you. Okay, more water, please. Okay. So, thank you very much to Anna, who was listening to an old episode of Desert Island Discs, and a very forward question here being asked of Dick Francis.
Do you still ride Dick, if only for fun?
The former jockey and author Dick Francis there. Okay. Raw water, please.
That was just too far, Hugh. Oh. Right.
Here we go. You know Dick Strawbridge?
Sorry.
Dick Strawbridge off Saturday Farm. Mm. Ready?
Yeah.
You have to have dry potatoes for roasting. But before I can pop them in the oven, I need to whip my beef out.
Oh, I enjoyed that very much. Thanks, Hugh.
Thank
well
you.
Well done, we got through it, everybody. That was Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Wow, that was great. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Back on Thursday, 1:45, and Hugh's on at 4. Thanks, Hugh.
Thanks, girl.
Had a very strange night last night. Played Southampton University grad ball, which was brilliant. I had a really, really good night. Thanks to everyone I met there. You were there as well?
I did, yeah. Had a lovely time.
Really, really good. Something, like, I know that I was a little bit jet-lagged yesterday, but I remember turning up in Southampton, and the next thing I knew, I saw Stavros Flatley getting out of the Vauxhall with a really large suitcase. I'm like, oh, he must be on then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I'm doing my DJ set. Chris introduced me. Thanks for that big up, by the way.
Did you like that?
I really liked it.
And I tried to find a song that suited you. I played Lady Gaga and then I played Beyonce.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. You know me so well.
Mm.
Would you like to be my hype guy?
I felt a bit like it. It felt a bit weird, actually.
Mm. Like DJ Fresh's one, A Big Weekend.
Because I felt like I should be more honest. Do you know what I mean?
What
like,
do you mean?
I felt, well, because the way I was talking about you was like I didn't know you.
Coming next.
I was like, yeah. Who's ready for Scott Mills next? And I
yeah,
was like,
well,
actually,
weird.
Do you want to know something about him? Like,
no, don't do that. Anyway, so it's all going very well. Having some pictures taken and like playing some songs. I think I was in the middle of What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction when this happened. About 40 minutes into my set, I get asked to do an announcement by one of the managers on the mic to clear the dance floor. Now, this has never happened during one of my DJ sets. Like, what, you want me to tell all the students to get off the floor? He's like, yeah, you need to do that. I'm like, it's a bit weird, because like, they're all having a good time. Why do they need to get off the floor?
I thought you were employed on that night to put people on the dance floor.
Well, that would you would think that would be the idea, but no. So I was like, all right. Could everybody clear the dance floor, please? I don't know what all the people thought were going on. I think I said something like essential maintenance. Because what are you supposed to say? Can you? Right, hi, I know you came here to have a good time and dance, but get off the floor. Mm. So, and also the students at Southampton very obliging. I didn't think I'd be able to get them off. They all moved off floor. No. And it all stood round the side. It was like it was in the disco room, so it's kind of like one of those lit up dance floors. Quite a cool dance floor.
They do what they're told. They're very obedient.
So I'm playing all these songs, but there's no one dancing, just an empty dance floor. Then a group of about, what, six or seven blokes come in with brooms, mops and paper towels during my DJ set. I'm like, what is going on? So they're all cleaning the dance floor. Because obviously, you know, like... You know, people on it will get a bit dirty.
Yeah, central main...
But they are going crazy. They're trying to clean the dance floor as much as possible. And I'm like, right, can they get back on the floor now? No, no. Right, so how long do you want me to play for? Another 20 minutes? Okay, cool. Well, can they get back on the floor then? No, they can't get back on the floor now. What do you mean? I'm here to play music.
What's the point?
Do you know why? Because Stavros Flatley wanted the floor cleaned.
Really?
And doesn't want any footmarks.
And what they say goes, is it? If
absolutely.
They want a tidy floor, that's what's happening.
Yeah. So for the rest of my DJ set, where I'm playing music for people to dance to, people are just stood round the side of the DJ booth and the stage and the floor, dance floor.
So that's a really weird situation, isn't it?
You're so no DJing, one's allowed to dance. There's no actual point in me being there at all.
There's cleaners cleaning the floor.
Yes.
On the orders of Stavros Flatley.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went off a little bit at this. So, you know, I don't lose my temper very often, but I was like, there's no point in me being here. So then I was like, then I just went, everybody, back on the floor! And everyone parades back onto the floor again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't think Flatley was happy.
Do you know what I think it is? I think Stavros Flatley, they do a lot of jumping around, don't they, and sort of
yeah, I mean, they could slide. Take you out. And they do slide on the floor, but, like, there was an hour, I think, or maybe half an hour between my DJ set and Stavros Flatley going on.
So why don't they just have a little tidy then?
Maybe just a little tidy up there and mop the floor then. But anyway, apart from that, it was a brilliant night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Rihanna's on tour again at the moment. She's always on.
Where did that spring from? Is it me or has that just come out of absolutely nowhere, this Rihanna tour? Was it planned? I know it sounds ridiculous, but like...
Hey guys, I might just put a tour on. Should we do it? 2 days later. Hiya. Hi Cardiff. No, it's been planned for a while.
It's been expected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's back on. But then when isn't she? There's more than one of her, I'm convinced.
Mm.
I know I said this about Lady Gaga ages ago, but there's definitely at least two Rihannas. There has to be. You can't be in that many places. I'm sorry. Or she's made of steel. One of the two. So one of my mates was there at the Cardiff gig last night. Now, obviously, that stadium is big. He is 100% convinced that... He maintained eye contact with Rihanna last night during one of the songs. I'm actually just texting him to find out what song it was. But he's like, she was definitely looking at me.
Do you know what, though?
I reckon this happens to a lot of people.
I was just about to say, I think this happens a lot.
Cara, who works on the show, she was just saying that she was absolutely convinced when she went to see Jay-Z that it was all about her. Like, he was looking straight into her eyes. Another Chris who works on the show. More interestingly, thinks that Alex off of Franz Ferdinand was maintaining a lot of eye contact.
Really? Wow.
No, it's never actually happened to me.
Oh, it has.
It hasn't. I've never been to a gig and thought, yeah, they're looking at me. It's me that they're singing to.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do it, I reckon.
I reckon there's loads of people who come away from a gig thinking...
It was definitely me. I'd like to know if you've ever done this, because I hate to be a bore and I hate to be a bit of a killjoy, but... They probably weren't.
They probably were.
I don't think they were.
Well, think about it. If you are Rihanna or something like that...
I mean, you have to focus on someone, don't you, I suppose?
Yeah, you're looking at the crowd. I mean, that she must physically see some people.
And you know like what Beyonce does, and she kind of holds the mic out?
Mm.
Did you see that recently? She held it out to Joe McElderry at random.
Really?
And she was like, wow, he's a good singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was at the Newcastle gig. She was like, sing! And he was quite good. And she was like, oh, okay. And it was just he was just in the crowd.
Yeah.
So she was definitely looking at Joe McElderry, winner of the X Factor 2009. But I just wanted to know if you... Oh, I don't know. He did win, didn't he? Yeah.
You know what year?
Yeah. Because I announced the Christmas number one that year, actually.
Oh, right.
Which wasn't him.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. I'm just trying to think. I really don't think it's happened to me, but I'm sure it has to a lot of people. Cassie's been on. 100% had eye contact with Zayn Malik at the One Direction gig last year. For 45 seconds? No. It feels long to me, Cassie, that 45 seconds. Some people are saying they've got proof. Happened to me. Busted had a song called Britney and they sang it to me when I was in the front row at Wembley. Loads of people, it's happened with Ollie Murs. Yeah, he probably was, look at you. Molly in Birmingham says, yes, Beyonce said to me when she landed on the stage, I see you crying girl in the red hoodie. Stop crying now, y'all. I ain't that good. She actually talked to her. Now I'm impressed.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Charlie Sloth.
Ow.
Wow, you're a lot more perky on the air.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry.
One comes to life when the microphone's slapped in my face.
That's right, darling.
Yes, you know.
You know.
All these years of broadcasting and watching yourself, Scott.
I know.
Yes.
So, good night last night?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do? Tell me.
It was Delisa's birthday. My
off your show, yeah.
Yep. So we took her out. We started with a meal in the kebab shop.
Awesome. Where it all starts.
That's where it all starts. Yeah. And then we went to a cocktail bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. And then we went to Watford.
No way.
Yeah. We was in Watford.
Why? What? I mean, no offence to Watford. There's some beautiful places to go.
I love Watford.
Really?
I'm a massive fan. We went to the Oceanas there.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it there.
I was at Oceanas last night.
Was you?
So was East Southampton.
Yeah. Oh, I love it there as well.
It's good, isn't it?
They look after me there.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah.
they know you?
Yeah, they all know me. All the Oceanas.
Very good.
Honestly, they do. Do you know, I can call up any Oceanas and say, I'm partying in your town tonight, and they'll give me my own little suite. Honestly, they do give me my own little suite.
I don't doubt this.
And then in every room, they'll give me my own little booth.
So they rope you off a little section,
Yeah, and then I've got my own suite, so, like, you know, when I'm tired and just want to relax a bit, I go into my own little suite and just chill out in
awesome.
The suite.
Yeah. I like this idea that you go to a club and just sit down.
Yeah, no, you have to after a while.
Off area.
Like, when you're fat, you can't dance continuously for more than 10 minutes.
Hey, talking of fat, I had to clear the dance floor of people last night.
Serious?
For Stavros Flatley.
Who's that?
Off Britain's Got Talent.
I don't watch that.
All right, it's fat person. Guy. Yeah. And, yeah, that they had to...
Is he good looking?
No, you're the best looking fat guy.
Thanks, God.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they weren't allowed to dance during my DJ set, which is a bit weird.
Really?
They had to clean the floor for him. Let's play...
Why?
I know, I don't know.
Well, because they're very active.
Very active set.
Oh, really?
So they cleared the dance floor whilst he was DJing.
Really?
He had to put an announcement out asking people to leave.
Do you know there's an adult club on the corner?
Yeah, all right.
Did you go?
No.
You should have called me. You should have just got told you when you go out, call me. I could have got you in there and...
I nearly had to go to one of those in New York on Friday, but
did
I didn't.
You?
No. I was like, I'm not going to Flash Dancers.
No, I couldn't help you out in New York, but I could have helped you out in Southampton, and that club is amazing, I'm mad. It's fun.
Let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth of One Extra. You can get more of this on One Extra from 4 o'clock every day. yeah, good. So, are these facts real or not?
Queen Victoria refused to leave Buckingham Palace for the whole of 1891, claiming she was overtired.
Do you ever think, I'd love to not leave the house for ages?
For a year?
Yeah, I could do that.
Could you do that?
So you could. You've got 102-inch TV. All the entertainments are on.
A hot tub.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
Why would you ever need to leave? You would have gone to Watford, wouldn't you, within a year?
Yeah, after a couple of days. Do you notice my fingernails are really dirty? And my fingernails are never dirty. Sorry to be random.
Been out late, haven't you?
Yeah, like a dirty stop out. Yeah.
So Queen Victoria didn't leave the house in 1891 because she was overtired. We've all been there.
Well, I can imagine in 1891 there wouldn't have been much to do, would there?
No, there definitely wouldn't have been Oceanas then.
No. So you'd be pretty bored after a while. Like, being queen for a hot minute, being able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You'd be like, it's boring now.
Yeah.
I might just kick back. What did they do in 1891? Never had TVs.
No, they didn't, no.
Live performances. Might have just get people to do acting in front of you.
Well, if you're the queen, you can get anything, can't you?
Anything.
So, 1891, Queen Victoria overtired. Real or no real?
That's real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, she
a
let
bad
me down.
Start.
Oh, never mind.
But what about this one?
China has its own version of the smartphone app Snapchat, where the pictures and videos are vetted by monks.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow.
Are you on Snapchat, Charlie Sloth?
I love it.
I bet you do.
Oh, wow. It's the best. It's the best thing ever.
It's right up your alley, that, isn't it?
I've got some really good... Do you want to see some of the...
No, I don't.
No.
Absolutely not.
I'll get sent the best stuff.
I bet you do.
Do you see some, Chris?
I would, actually. But
if you play
so
this first.
So this is a good one. This is the one where... It's on for like 7 seconds and then it vanishes out your life.
Well, you can choose. You can have like 1 second, 2 seconds, 5 seconds, or 10 seconds.
Yeah,
and then it disappears forever.
You see, I'm not a big fan of this app particularly because when I had a little look at it, it was just like people were just sending around pictures and it all just seemed a bit.
Well, that's the kind of idea.
That's the idea.
Yeah,
rubbish. I thought the point was videos.
You can do videos as well, 10 seconds.
Right,
but the pictures are good. Like, I get some great ones.
Yeah, right. So Chinese Snapchat is moderated by actual monks. Is that real or no real?
Do you know what? I heard something quite bizarre about China and the way they moderate their internet over there.
Mm.
So this could be true, you know. This really could be true. Like, all jokes aside.
I'm going to say true. Real.
No real. Trick joke.
Do you think the pictures you get sent would be... Do you think the pictures you get sent would be moderated by the monks?
Oof, I'm not sure. Do you want me to quickly...
No, I don't want to see those.
Come on then, Sherry.
That was a bit rubbish, wasn't it?
I'm going to say real.
Charlie?
I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Ah.
But what about this next fact? Is it real or not?
In 1673, New York was called New Orange.
Do you want to see my new friends talking to pictures that I met in New York?
Yeah, please.
Right, you're not the kind of people I'd normally hang out with.
Okay, let me have a look.
Check it. I went to a bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Scott, you was living life over there.
That's Laquifa, Janelle, Sherelle and their friend.
And look at the money down her top.
What are you kissing?
Nothing, I'm not kissing anything.
What are you going to kiss?
I'm not.
No?
Absolutely not, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, like, what does it look like he's going to kiss them?
I'm not.
Well, we put this picture up yesterday and people were pointing out all sorts of things. Like, in fact, like one of them is almost forcing his head down.
Yes, all right. So,
she's forcing his hand.
They're my new friends. We're staying in touch. But was New York called New Orange in 1673?
Can I look for the rest of your photos?
Absolutely not.
I shouldn't have said
can
anything.
You move quickly,
yeah,
Scott,
that was
sometimes.
Quick.
Just a couple of pictures of Psy, that's all.
Oh.
No, in here I meant, yesterday. Right, so...
No real.
New York was New Orange.
No real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes.
It was called New Orange.
I know.
That's the fact of the day.
That's good, isn't it? What about this?
In 2008, in New Mexico, USA, rescue workers had to be called to remove the former world's fattest man from his house using a forklift truck.
Now that is fattest.
It's not, though.
You are fattest.
No, you're fattest, but no, that's not the point. No.
Yeah, the more time I spend with you, the more evident it becomes that you are actually fattest.
No, but you're fattest, though.
Okay.
Okay, so, good, I'm glad you agree. So, the world's fattest man, forklift from a house. What are you saying?
I'm saying real.
This is a very strange
that
show
is so
today.
Fattest.
You are fattest. What are you saying?
Are
no,
that
you
is
are though.
No real. You don't need a crane to get a fat guy out. Just leave a couple burgers outside, man. We'll be out there quick time, cuz.
That one is real.
I've had a nightmare today. I've had a right nightmare. It's going to be one of them days today, you know.
Oh no! Embarrassing recount. The one about Snapchat was no real.
Oh.
So it's not moderated by monks in China.
So
can we recount
points.
That, please?
Yeah, because I can't remember where that was on my score thing.
Yeah, it was the second, third
was it
question.
These ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got some points and you didn't.
Do you want some scores?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Charlie scored 10, I scored 40.
You scored 40? Oh. How did you score 40?
Full house.
No, you couldn't have, because you've got to get rid of them 10 that you said for Snapchat.
I said the same as you.
No, you didn't. Because remember, I tricked you into it.
Oh, go away.
And that was real or no real. And Charlie Sloth, he's on in 10 minutes. You better hurry up, you won't make
it.
Yeah, thanks. On One Extra at 4 o'clock.
Are you trying to say I'm slow, Scott?
Tomorrow we are back live on Radio 1, 1 o'clock. And because it's Radio 1 Rocks this week, all-time low are in at 1:30. If you can't listen live, make sure you get this podcast tomorrow.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.